640 WGST.
Well, the gang is all here. Chris Adamson, Theme Park Chris. Yes. We're out here on the patio. Brian Michael, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody's
one of the biggest Miami Dolphin fans that you'll ever find. He's out there cheering them on. What are they, 0-6?
By the way,
we're broadcasting at the Mellow Mushroom here in Buckhead. Mellow Mushroom in Buckhead is your home for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 0-6, and even bad teams need places for their fans to watch the games, and that's why the Mellow Mushroom in Buckhead is here, everybody. It is time now to talk to the number one sports technology correspondent in the United States of America. His name is Mr. Rick Limpert, and he joins us on the phone. You can follow him on Twitter, Rick Roswell. His daily technology column can be found on Examiner.com. Rick, how are you today? I wish that you were here having some pizza with us.
Oh, it sounds like a blast down there. I wish I was there too, but I'm under a few deadlines, so I'm at the home office working today.
You are always working hard. Even when you're on the beach or, you know, on the field at a football game, you're always working, man. Well, Rick, I want to let you know that we have encountered some computer trouble. So the email that you have sent me today, I have not able to open. So we're going to have to wing it here on our segment. You're just going to have to run through the things that you're going to talk about. Are you prepared to do that with us?
So, yeah, I'm a trained professional, so I can help you out. So let's talk a little wireless technology first, then, and get your opinion on this. Sandy Springs is one of the few cities that's going to get the new AT&T Gigapower fiber network that's coming. This is big news. Sandy Springs is kind of a neat little city. A lot of corporate headquarters, businesses located in Sandy Springs, and now they're going to have this 1 gigabit speed internet, and this is really huge for them. It's got the ability to download 25 songs in a second. You can download a movie in about 30 seconds. So a fast internet coming to Sandy Springs. There's no price and date when it's going to be available yet, but AT&T is bringing that to Sandy Springs, and I would pay a little more for that that type of internet. Would you, Sully?
I think I would. I would be inclined to think that that would be a good thing. I think even people who have fast internet or internet that they would describe as fast still have some complaints about it, but to be able to download 25 songs in 1 second, I think I'll take it.
Yeah, that is really big for Sandy Springs, and AT&T has been working hard on this technology. It's in a few markets now, and Sandy Springs will be the next. Tomorrow, actually, it's kind of under the radar a little, Sully. There's another Apple event out in California tomorrow. Expected announcements include maybe a little refresh of the iPad, and maybe even a bigger iPad than the ones we have now. Of course, we have the regular size one and the mini, and some people have been clamoring for a bigger iPad, kind of for professionals and drawers and architects and people that need a more real estate for a tablet. So that could be announced tomorrow. There's an Apple event around, I think, 1 o'clock our time, so people can tune into that.
I'm telling you what, Rick, with the people clamoring for a new and bigger iPad, pretty soon people are just going to be walking around with something that looks like the size of a dry erase board, and they're going to be, like, you know, dialing the phone and holding it up to their head. Enough. Come on. Let's just make something that's reasonable and practical, and then we can have another little device in our house that we can use for while we're watching TV.
Yeah, it's coming. At some technology conferences, so yeah, I've seen tablets, prototypes that are as big as, like, a coffee table. So pretty soon our coffee table is going to be, I would say, probably a big tablet. So you got that to look forward to.
It kind of reminds me of the old video games in the 1980s. For example, at a pizza place, we'd have like a little sit-down Miss Pac-Man machine, or you could play Galaga right there, and you could have your Coke on the table and play a video game directly across the table from your friend.
That's exactly what it is. Imagine playing air hockey or some video billiards game on a big tablet like that. That would be pretty realistic. So that's something to watch out for tomorrow for Apple fans and iPad fans. And I don't know if you talked about it at all, Sully, but big news as far as the app Snapchat, which is really popular with kids and people younger than us. But there was a selfies leak on Snapchat, if you can believe that, and a third-party service that houses a lot of the pictures for Snapchat have been hacked, and those pictures are coming out on various sites. I don't, you know, of course, recommend recommend you looking at hack pictures and that type of thing. But Sully, any pictures you take on your phone are not safe.
I mean, even if you take a picture and then you delete it, it's still being saved somewhere. Is that correct?
Well, the whole premise of Snapchat is you could send a instant message or a message to somebody, and that message would self-destruct or go away in 30 seconds. But you're right. Those pictures have to be housed somewhere. There has to be a trail in the cloud. And it was only a matter of time before something like this happened. So it's not only celebrities like you, Sully, that can get their phones hacked. It's normal people as well.
I don't know about celebrity. You're the only celebrity that's on this radio station right now, the nation's number one sports technology correspondent. That, of course, Rick Limper, who you can follow on Twitter. His handle there is at Rick Roswell.
Thanks, Sully, for that. I like this story. A 114-year-old woman had to lie about her age to sign up for Facebook because on the list you fill out when you join Facebook, it only allows you to put in 2 digits, so it can go up to 99. So I like the story because it proves you're never too old to use social media or a site like Facebook. So the 114-year-old woman is now on Facebook, and she had to lie about her age to get on. Don't ever lie about your age, Sully.
No, I won't, but, I'm really concerned because the real question is this woman going to get on Twitter? Enough of the Facebook stuff. Twitter is where it's at.
I would follow her if she got on Twitter, because you never know what she would be posting on there. So that would be interesting, and that was good insight there, Sully. And I know you're going to be eagerly watching this and talking about this as the next month goes on, Sully, but the first Black Friday ad of 2014 has been announced and has been released. So the media loves covering Black Friday, me included, because there's a lot of gadget news and gadget sales that I write about. But I don't even know if there's a Harbor Freight in the Atlanta area, Harbor Freight Tools, but they've released their Black Friday ad that starts at 7 a.m. on Friday on November 28th. And Sully, I know you're one of those guys that gets up at midnight to hit the Black Friday sale.
Oh, absolutely. I get a nice long nap in the afternoon, and then I like to get to the mall and be part of those, few hundred people that are lined up waiting for the doors to open at midnight to start the shopping on the day after Thanksgiving. It really is a lot of fun, and you can get some really good deals, too.
Yeah, it's almost like a holiday now. I knew I saw you in that line. So there's a story to watch for you guys. I think a lot of stores are going to open Thanksgiving night now more than in the past. So there's a race for those consumers looking for the great electronics deals and whatever other deals are out there. So watch a lot of the stores start to open at some point on Thanksgiving night. And that, of course, cuts into the Thanksgiving holiday, which used to be sacred, but not anymore. Now it's for shoppers, evidently.
All right, Rick Limper, we'll end it there. Thank you, as always. Be sure to follow Rick on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. His website, ricklimper.info. The nation's number one sports and technology writer. His words, not mine. Vanity. I love it, Rick.
That's certified by Quantcast, Sully. We'll talk to you next week.
Very good stuff. Thank you, as always, Rick Limper, with us on 640 WGSD. Sully Show at Mellow Mushroom in Buckhead, 1770 Peachtree, corner of 26th and Peachtree. We will be back.